This is Weekly Outlook for August 8th, 2011. The 2011 corn and soybean marketing years officially begins on September 1. As pointed out last week, the 2010 marketing year is ending with a slowdown in the consumption of both corn and soybeans, suggesting that year-ending stocks could be larger than projected by the USDA. Those stocks will not be known until September 30, and the estimates in those September grain stocks reports often deviate from the expected levels. The 2010 marketing year is also ending under a cloud of poor economic and financial news that raises concerns about demand for corn and soybeans in the feed, energy, and export markets during the year ahead. The strength of demand determines the quantity of corn and soybeans that will be consumed and the price that users are willing to pay. In the near term, however, the size of the 2011 U.S. corn and soybean crops will be most important for prices. Large crops, in combination with weakening demand, would allow prices to continue to drift lower. On the other hand, small crops might require higher prices to limit consumption even under a weakening demand scenario. The USDA will release the first survey-based forecast of the size of the 2011 U.S. corn and soybean crops on August 11. Those forecasts will reflect information collected in the Agricultural Yield Survey of about 27,000 producers and the Objective Yield Survey of about 1,900 fields each of corn and soybeans in 11 states. The reliability of the USDA production forecast increases during the forecast cycle from August through November. The USDA's August 2010 production report indicated the chances were 2 out of 3 that the August corn production forecast would not be above or below the final estimate by more than 6%, and a 90% chance that the difference would not exceed 10.3%. For soybeans, the USDA indicated a 2 out of 3 chance that the August forecast would not be above or below the final estimate by more than 6.6%, and a 90% chance that the difference would not exceed 11.5%. In early August last year, the market was generally expecting record or near-record U.S. average corn and soybean yields. The 2010 U.S. average corn yield turned out to be 11.9 bushels, or 7%, below the record of 2009. The 2010 U.S. average soybean yield was only 0.5 bushel, or 1%, below the record yield of 2009. This year, analysts are generally anticipating a U.S. average corn yield below trend value due to adverse planting and growing conditions in many parts of the country and extremely high temperatures in July. Expectations for the final yield forecast are generally in the low 150-bushel range. Yield expectations are more bunched for soybeans, recognizing the importance of August weather. Expectations for the final estimate tend to be in the 41 to 44 bushel range. Our examination of other years since 1975 with July weather conditions similar to this year results in a corn yield expectation in the 150 to 154 bushel range and a soybean yield expectation in the 41 to 43 bushel range. Assuming that September 1 stocks of corn are about 50 million bushels larger than the current projection, that demand weakness results in 2011 marketing year consumption about 150 million bushels less than the current projection, and that the minimum marketing year ending stocks are about 5% of consumption, then the 2011 corn crop needs to be 13.08 billion bushels or larger in order to avoid the need for higher prices to curtail consumption. Based on the current forecast of 84.9 million acres harvested for grain, these assumptions imply a need for an average yield 155 bushels or higher. For soybeans, September 1 stocks 40 million bushels above the current forecast and consumption next year 100 million less than the current forecast implies the need for a crop of about 3.08 billion bushels. Based on the current forecast of harvested acreage near 74.3 million, a crop of that size implies a need for the average yield to be above 41.5 bushels.